Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Dogs of War pregame. Come on in, take a seat. This won't take long. This is your weekly 5-minute preview of the bare minimum you need to know before this weekend's game. It's like a cheat sheet for y'all, because that's the kind of podcast we are. First of all, shout out to our servicemen and women, past, present, and future, our first responders, frontline workers, and all the essential workers. This past week, we were fortunate to have an hour-long interview with Cleveland's very own Olympic champion, Katie Najat. Give that a listen if you haven't yet. It's the episode right before this one. We talk everything from Olympics to mental health to the Browns and a lot more. Biggest news this week, obviously, is getting Chubb back for Sunday after being sidelined with COVID. But first, let's kick it over to Berea to hear Stefanski take a few questions yesterday.
That news was better than caffeine.
I mean, that's how it was trending. Felt good about it going that way. I think it was good to see him in the building. His teammates were excited to see him. Nick's very important to what we do and who we are.
How did Baker look out there today?
Yeah, look good.
There seems to be just some lingering doubt about him starting.
He'll start.
Same thing with Felton. Is he going to be okay to play?
He's going to be okay to play. He's also going to catch punts out there, as you can see, until it gets dark.
The Cleveland Browns will host the winless Detroit Lions Sunday, November 21st for a 1 p.m. Eastern kickoff on Fox. The Lions are coming off a tie against the Steelers last Sunday, making their record 0 wins, 8 losses, and 1 tie. Here's a random fact you can take to sound cool at the bar or tailgate. The last time the Browns played the Lions was in 2017, when the Lions were 4-4 and the Browns were 0-8, so pretty much total opposite of what's happening this weekend. The Detroit Lions have had a supremely rough season, to say the least, after a monster trade in the offseason which sent former franchise QB Matthew Stafford to the LA Rams in exchange for Jared Goff. Clearly one of those teams got the better end of that deal with what we've seen so far this year. Sadly though, as Browns fans, we're not allowed to look down upon a winless opponent after being only a few years removed from that one season from hell. Speaking of Goff, he's been held out of practice for multiple days this week with an oblique injury and is officially listed as doubtful. Lions third string QB Tim Boyle will be making his first ever NFL start. And if you've never heard of him before, you're not alone. Boyle played college football at UConn before transferring to Eastern Kentucky before signing with the Lions this past offseason. He's been on injured reserve since September after he broke his right thumb. Our old pal David Blau will be his backup. As for the rest of the Lions, you'll hear the name DeAndre Swift tomorrow a lot, as a 22-year-old is the featured back and the Lions' most trustworthy offensive weapon. He has 3 rushing and 2 receiving touchdowns on the season, and will probably get about 100 carries tomorrow. 3 Lions wide receivers have 2 touchdowns apiece this season: TJ Hockenson, Khalif Raymond, and Quintez Cephas. As for Browns injuries, AJ Green, Troy Hill, and Anthony Schwartz are out with concussions, and Donovan Peoples-Jones is listed as questionable, but Stefanski didn't sound too confident he'd be out there on Sunday. No disrespect to the Lions, but I'm not even looking at your injury report. From the Dogs of War weather room, Sunday's forecast at First Energy Stadium calls for 50% chance of rain with a high of 47 degrees. Cleveland translation, pack that hoodie and poncho, baby, because you know it's going to be a typhoon. From the Dogs of War legal yet imaginary sportsbook, the Browns are 12.5-point favorites with the over-under set at 43. The Browns are 5-5 on the year against the spread. Brothers and sisters of the Muni lot and Browns Nation, we once again find ourselves at the crossroads this season. And Stefanski and Baker, we trust. See you on the other side. Go Browns. And this week we're going to take you out with a classic jam. Shout out Muccio.
Some people call him the space cowboy, yeah. Some call him a dangerous man. Some people like his mustache.
Yes, sir.
Speak of the Browns quarterback. People keep talking about him, baby. Say he's doing us wrong. Don't you worry, dog pound, don't worry now. Cause he always ends up right there in the end zone. Cause he's a grinner, he's a sinner, he's a gamer, and he's a winner. Cause when it is all said and done, he's the baker, he's no faker, he's the Bengal breaker. He keeps the Steelers on the run. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.